ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's loud outside the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Protesters out on both sides of the abortion issue before a big court hearing next hour.
I believe that every abortion ends the life of an innocent, unique, preborn human being. So we want to stop that.
She came from New Jersey to join the pro-life activists. Pro-choice advocates are also demonstrating, fearing women's rights are at risk as the justices consider Mississippi's blocked law that bans abortions at 15 weeks of pregnancy. That's earlier than other Supreme Court rulings have allowed. Why remains a big question in Michigan the morning after a deadly high school shooting. Fox's Jeff Manasso is following this live.
Dave, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard says the alleged shooter in the Oxford High School attack still had seven bullets in his 9mm pistol along with spent clips as he was approached and arrested yesterday minutes after he started shooting, killing three students and injuring eight others, including a teacher. As for the 15-year-old suspect,
he is under a lawyer with his parents' refusal to allow him to talk to us.
So far, nothing confirmed on motive. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office and the FBI, they've searched the suspect's home. The gun, we're told, belonged to his father, Dave.
Now, Jeff, one person's dead in Humboldt, Tennessee, after a shooting at a high school basketball game last night involving adults, not students. Another person was injured. A suspect's in custody. A police officer was killed in Georgia responding to a domestic disturbance.
I heard, like, a set of gunshots, and then probably maybe, like, a couple minutes later, I heard, like, it was like a shootout.
The suspected gunman was also killed as SWAT officers fired back, and then they found two women dead in a home. Another officer and a child were shot and wounded. In Indianapolis, a man with multiple knives stabbed two police officers early this morning. They then shot and wounded him. The officers are in stable condition. America's listening to Fox News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
There's a gathering this morning where NATO's leader Jens Stoltenberg just said
there will be a high price to pay for Russia if they once again use force against the independent sovereign nation, Ukraine.
Meeting in the Latvian capital of Riga, Secretary of State Blinken and his fellow foreign ministers of the NATO military alliance. Top on the agenda is Russia and its threatening buildup of troops along its border with Ukraine. The U.S. basically saying any moves by Russian President Vladimir Putin won't stand. For his part, Putin saying any substantial deployment of NATO troops or arms inside Ukraine would be a, quote, red line for him. By the way, he says he's got some hypersonic missiles in his back silo, as does our Asian foe, China.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott. This is happening again.
By the end of the week, both parties must come to an agreement for funding the government and avoiding a needless shutdown.
But Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer may face some Republican opposition. Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox,
they're not going to get this bill unless we pass it today. They're going to get it maybe tonight.
Right.
That gives them 48 hours to pass it, and the Senate rules won't allow them to pass it by Friday night if United States Senators, Republicans, object to consent and say, you know what, we're not going to let this go fly through the Senate.
Congress also has until the middle of the month to raise the debt limit to help the government's borrowing ability. A TV star is getting political. Dr. Oz wants to be Senator Oz.
Daytime TV host Dr. Oz says he's running as a Republican for the open U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania. He He was on Fox's Hannity last night.
America's in crisis. That's not news. Our values are under attack. So I want to serve America in its time of need.
But Oz may face controversies as medical claims he's made on his show are often under fire. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up over 300 points before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Yes, our Stever offer from Prairie Gardens, 3000 West Springfield in Champaign. If you've not been and seen Totally Christmas, you're missing something. So I'm going to give you $50 to go there in the next 7 days and spend the money. Spend my money.
Excellent.
GoStever.com. Click accept. If you're not a member, you can be a member and then click accept. You get an email tonight if you win.
Mm-hmm.
We are rooting for you all the way. GoStever.com. GoStever.com. And good luck. Prairie Gardens, 3000 West Springfield. Stunning place, particularly at Christmas time.
For sure.
News and weather brought to you by Urbana Park District. You belong here. For details on programs and events, visit urbanaparks.org.
I just went to urbanaparks.org and saw the FlexiPass sale, and you could use that FlexiPass for whatever you'd like as far as different classes, staying physically fit. You can find out all the details about the FlexiPass sale at urbanaparks.org.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Homeless man accused of trying to rob a man in Campus Town while implying he had a gun, being held in the county jail. 22-year-old Daniel Bailey arraigned Monday on a single count of attempted aggravated robbery in connection with that November 16th incident. An abandoned man who admitted he fired a gun in that city earlier this year at a time when he had no valid firearm owner's identification has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. 19-year-old Tardik Jordan pled guilty Monday to reckless discharge of a firearm and not having a Void card. Both counts stem from his arrest April 24. Illinois Department of Transportation announced Tuesday that the ramp from southbound Interstate 57 to eastbound Interstate 74 will close for an indefinite amount of time starting today. People driving southbound on I-57 wanting to get on eastbound I-74 will be directed to the I-57-I-74 interchange at exit on Curtis Road. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Weather brought to you by Allerton Equipment Repair, your trusted truck repair and service center in beautiful Allerton. Quality service close to home. AllertonRepair.com. Say hey to Chuck and Marcy for me. Meteorologist Greg Saulier has joined us. It is 12-1-21, my friend.
Yes, it is, and welcome to meteorological winter time. Anything but the look and feel of that. Thank goodness here now in the short term and even in the medium range. Longer range, different story. I think it will turn out to be a pretty busy, kind of compacted wintertime season. More of that down the line. In the meantime, still some rain to deal with, but it's that about the I-55 corridor down to a couple of sprinkles at Peoria, and clearing is already racing in via the Mississippi River. 41 now, Willard and Savoy, 39 over at Rantoul. So the last of these clipper systems moving on through. Mild weather out of the plains, downslope winds off the Rockies, and it's going to blow at 80 miles an hour in Montana and out across the western states. It's a drought. They haven't had any rain out there for months now. First time since 1980 that they've had no measurable rain in places like San Diego, Los Angeles, and points on southward. That'll be a story developing here. Fires and expanding drought in the weeks to come. Back this way, rain ends from northwest to southeast between about 9 and 11 o'clock. Lunchtime clearing, afternoon sun at 53 for the afternoon high. Not bad for December 1. Gusty southwest to the south winds. A couple of clouds and 41 tonight. Windy, warm, spring-like tomorrow with a high near 60 with sunshine and a gusty southwest to west wind down near 40 tomorrow night. 55 and a halfway decent, partly sunny Friday. A little bit chillier for the weekend. We're still well into the 40s for high. 45 on Saturday, near 50 on Sunday with a couple of sprinkles in the afternoon. And a little bit chillier weather with upper 30s to near 40 Monday. 40s, a bit of rain for Tuesday, and more rain ahead for late next week as well. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Saulier.
All right, thank you, sir. Greg Saulier, ace weatherman, ace coach, one of the best in the world is Chris Thomas, volleyball. Coach, how are you?
Stevie, doing good.
Well, every time I looked up, you guys are playing a ranked team. The Big Ten is ridiculous. I would write a strongly worded letter. This is not fair. Everybody you play are tall and good.
Okay.
Come on, Chris. This is crazy.
No, that's what puts us in a good position
exactly
to do well in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because you're getting beat up every day, and your team is out there, and they're ready for this kind of. So 4 o'clock Lexington, that's where you'll be Friday against West Virginia. Are you healthy? Is everybody okay?
Yeah, we're doing good. You know, a couple weeks ago, we were going through it with some sickness and some general sickness that was going around. And so we're back to full strength, and the squad's looking good as of last week and on the road trip in the Michigans. And just looking forward to a good tournament run here.
Well, how do you prepare for this? You've done it enough through your years with Nebraska and now as head coach here. Is there a different procedure and process here?
No, not really. You know, this is our fourth appearance here, and, you know, I think it's all the same. We got to be playing our best volleyball at this point in time, but that also doesn't mean we have to do something different than what we've done to get us here. We have to play well and have to play as a team. And so that's usually the mantra. We have to go, you know, do it one day at a time. We can't overlook West Virginia until all of a sudden we're, you know, thinking too much about Kentucky or whoever the next round opponent is. We have to take care of business at hand. That's the way we do it during the regular season, and that's the way we'll continue to do it for the postseason.
Yeah, but when you're playing right, when you're playing well, you can beat anybody. I mean, you can beat anybody.
Yeah, correct. You know, we've had some really nice wins. You know, we beat Purdue at Purdue this year. We beat Penn State at Penn State. Had some really close matches against the other top teams in the conference. So it's not like, you know, we've sneaked into this thing. We definitely earned the right to be here, and you know, had some really nice matches against some good teams. And so, again, we're just looking to continue that, and it's gonna take our all to go a long way. But I like our chances this year.
Yeah. All right. So you beat Penn State on the road, and the crowd is kind of quiet, and you guys are celebrating, and you're walking off, and you're looking around. How's that feel?
Especially there, it feels great.
Yeah,
and we followed up the week after football did their thing out there, so it was felt a certain hatred towards Illinois that week. But it's a good feeling when you're able to silence the home crowd, and that's what we'll have to do here ahead in Lexington.
Chris Thomas, do you get keyed up more for the postseason?
I'm pretty steady Eddie out there, so the team. You know, knows that too, and it's not about us coaches, you know, antics on the sideline. It's about them performing, and so we put together the game plan and let them do their thing.
And then you sit there like the great John Wooden with your legs crossed, dude. I can't believe it. I'd be all over the place. Okay, so what player or players do you need to come with their best to advance?
Well, you need everyone, obviously, and I think our sport is one of the true team sports. You know, we led the conference in aces this year, almost two aces per set. And, you know, Raina Terry led the conference in aces this year. And, you know, Taylor Cooper has also done a fantastic job. You know, Dee's done a great job. Diana Brown's done a great job distributing the offense at Fetter, and Kennedy Collins and Kyla Swanson in the middle. And Megan Cooney's, you know, been fifth-year super stud. So, you know, we got a lot of good pieces there, and you need every person out there to do their thing. And so, again, happy with the group, happy how they come together, and should be a fun run here.
Well, I happened to be at the Billy Beru's on Sunday evening, and I saw this Illini, is it Networkers or something?
Correct, yep.
And they were obviously waiting for the news. I didn't realize they had their own little party going on where they were viewing what was going on to see if you guys were going to make your 27th appearance. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But I feel like Lexington is totally in the range for us to road trip as far as our Illini and representing Friday at 4. It looks like the all-session tickets for $18 and $15 for general admission for adults. College students, $8. We can totally do that.
Let's go. 315 exactly. miles, 4 hours.
Come on. Listen, go get them. You know, you're one of my favorite guys. We are pulling for Chris Thomas. I think you're a tremendous coach, and I just hope the ladies put it together and you have a great run in this thing, Chris. We're rooting for you all the way, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Talk soon.
All
Chris
right.
Thomas.
Go Illini.
His kids are going to be 6'11". Wife is the superstar volleyball, but he's superstar. I mean, they're both like 6'4", 6'5". How tall are kids when the mom's 6'4"? Right? I mean, really? How tall are the kids? When the mom's tall, usually the kids are tall.
Jeans can sometimes be funny, though, Stevie. There might be a short one in the family tree.
It doesn't matter. Right?
It
doesn't. Doesn't matter, but the chances are the Thomases are going to be a super tall, like the kindergarten picture is going to say, well, who's that? Right?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All right, quarter after. Jump to a little morning sports now. Diane Ducey.
Well, obviously, Illinois and West Virginia and Kentucky, we're rooting for our volleyball team. 4 o'clock on Friday. Also on Friday at 6 o'clock is when our Illinois basketball team will face Rutgers. Had a conversation as Kofi Coburn and DeMonte Williams came into the studios yesterday, and we just had the best time. I didn't have a chance to talk to you about my conversation with Kofi, not only about him knowing my daughter, Gabby.
Yeah, he said, Gabby looks just like you.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
But also, his spark in his eye when I started talking about Georgie. And when Georgie came in and talked about his time.
They were roommates, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Such good friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said the word amazing. And I was like, of course.
That was awesome.
You'd say amazing.
I mean, Georgie's presence in this town, it was just tremendous.
It was.
We loved having Georgie Bisciansevelli around here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still in the G League, I think.
That's right.
Not sure.
And I talked about being at Georgie's big game. Was it 32 points or something like that? And I said, Kofi, I was at your big game. 38 points on Friday.
Yeah.
So he's like, you're the lucky charm, Diane. You need to keep going.
That's awesome.
The Big Ten ACC Challenge had Ohio State over Duke yesterday, 71-66. Purdue over Florida State, 93-65. Syracuse over Indiana, 112-110 in double overtime. Minnesota over Pittsburgh, 54-53. Wake Forest over Northwestern in overtime, 77-73. And who we're playing on Friday, Rutgers beat Clemson, 74-64. Keep in mind, you can always take that shuttle bus and be dropped off at the State Farm Center's front door a half hour before tip-off when they leave Pia's at 1609 Springfield Avenue if you want to check that out before the game. Okay, on to the NBA. We'll have Atlanta at Indy at 6 tonight. Charlotte is in Milwaukee at 7 this evening. When it comes to NHL action, St. Louis over Tampa Bay, that final was 4-3. LeBron is sitting out due to health and safety protocols, but I read the article thoroughly to see when he tested positive for COVID, and it does not say that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It talks about him being vaccinated and things like that, so I think that's all kind of odd. Anyway, we're also getting some baseball news coming in. Chicago White Sox with Kendall Graveman locking in a 3-year, $24 million deal. And Luis Garcia also locking in with the Chicago White Sox. When it comes to our Cubs and Cardinals, though, I mean, we had that Steven Matz news last week, but I just haven't seen any moving and shaking as far as MLB and some local favorites.
Not the big numbers and the big players. So I think it's tonight, 11:59, there'll be an official lockout for the major league players and owners, and they're trying to get. It's a matter of years. I'll try and explain this in just a moment of what they're arguing about. Stand by for that. Here's a message from Busey. Tis the season for the holiday shopping surge. As shopping increases, so do financial scams and fraudulent activity. Busey promises sound advice, helping to keep you safe while you shop, both in stores and online. Set up alerts to monitor for suspicious activity. I think that'd be pretty darn key these days. Be cautious of deals that seem too good to be true, because you know what? They generally are. You just don't trust everything you see or hear. Be aware of your surroundings. Beware of your mystery shopping scams. Legitimate mystery shopper programs do exist, but they do not ask you to send money back to them via wire. If you suspect that you or someone you know may be a victim of a scam, contact local law enforcement or your bank for assistance. Busey Online Services include just everything under the sun, as you can imagine. To access additional information that will protect you from scams and identity theft, visit the Information Security section of Busey's financial blog, Money Matters. Just go to Busey.com. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. And it continues to include anything but an early December and start to meteorological winter feel around these parts. For the foreseeable future, we're probably good 2 weeks out from anything resembling honest-to-goodness locked-in wintertime weather. And that should be relatively short-lived at the onset. It's a La Nina year, by the way. So, yeah, kind of a delayed onset to winter. It'll come early and often here towards the holidays and beyond. and could be longer lasting into the early springtime season. Back to the matters at hand. Warm front coming through the area. Skies improve for the afternoon. The rain moves out. The sunshine in. Stiff southwest breeze. 53 today. 41 tonight. Windy warm tomorrow. Get out and enjoy it. 60. A partly sunny 55 degree high on Friday. Over the weekend, cooler. Daytime readings back in the low to mid 40s. A couple of sprinkles Sunday afternoon. A little more rain back in the forecast for Tuesday as well of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back. It's 8:20.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a first look at how the job market held up in November ahead of the Labor Department's monthly employment report on Friday. Payroll processing company ADP says private employers created 534,000 new jobs last month. That is a stronger report than economists were predicting. ExxonMobil says it will continue to spend conservatively for the next 5 years because the outlook for oil and gas demand is murky. The company slashed its spending last year as COVID waves cut into demand. Carlos Tavares, chief executive of Jeep's parent company Stellantis, says stepping up the transition to electric vehicles will result in costs beyond the limits of what the auto industry can sustain. He says it could increase the cost of a vehicle by 50%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
For the past 50 years, the dedicated team at Country Squire Cleaners has provided exceptional service at affordable rates. As the top dry cleaner in Central Illinois, they provide trusted dry cleaning and garment care. Country Squire will pick up and deliver to your home or office. And right now, Country Squire Cleaners is offering 20% off bedspreads, blankets, rugs, afghans, loose weave blankets, and down comforters. They're open Monday through Saturday. Country Squire Cleaners at countrysquirecleaners.com.
Yeah, Kevin Busker got some attention. Yesterday, the owner of Country Squire, our Steve, our partner, we do the wash and dry club, and I pay for your month of free laundry and stuff. Well, he's made the offer that if anybody needs to do a job interview and can't get their clothes cleaned, he'll do them for free.
Right. Talked about the importance of that first impression when you're walking in. You want to look snappy in a great outfit. And it's terrific that Country Squire is making this offer. I heard him talk about it on WCIA yesterday. They had their Giving Tuesday event. My friend Sue Gray with the United Way was there. And with their matching dollars, it was $60,000 that came in from our community. So good stuff happening right here in East Central Illinois.
All right, so the MLB, Major League Baseball, the owners, the players, they don't get along, blah, 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 so nobody gets it. So so essentially, after being in the league 3 years, you're available, you're eligible for arbitration. Well, usually what happens is you're grossly underpaid in the minor leagues. I mean, you can't live on what they pay in the minor leagues. It's like $400 a week. $500 if you make double A, and like $600 a week if you make triple A. Do the math. It's like $8 an hour. $10, it says $10,000 to $20,000 a year.
But you get free room and board, right?
Yes, as of this year.
Okay.
Before this, no.
Oh, wow.
Before you had to pay your rent.
I figured they stayed in a dorm altogether or something.
You know what they do? They have inflatable furniture. I'm serious. They have blow-up furniture because they can't afford anything else.
Wow.
And there'll be five or six guys in one place because they can't afford it. And so now, as of this 2022 season, Major League Baseball has committed to paying the rent for these kids. You know what it is? How much money can you make as a radio broadcaster? Unless you're really super popular, you don't make much.
I know.
Why is that? Because a lot of people can do it, and right. A lot of people think they can do it or want to do it.
It used to be my statistics when I was talking about my profession was 12 college graduates for every job.
And maybe that's numbers change over the years. Why does television pay $14 an hour when they start? 14. Because everybody wants to be on TV. It's the same. Mm-hmm. So specific information and knowledge pays more. So when you're a baseball player, how many people want to be in the major leagues? About everybody.
Yeah.
How many people try? A lot.
And it's really hard to work through the rookie league, low A, high A, double A, triple A. Oh, you, by the way, you got to stay healthy. And then you got to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And then guys are throwing 95 miles an hour in class A or triple A. It's the same speed. Class A, they don't know where it's going, so it might hit you and you might get hurt. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in the big leagues is after 3 years, you're doing what's called arbitration. That means Jack Flaherty with the Cardinals, really good, but he's only making the major league minimum. So after that 3 years, you owe him more. So they do arbitration. So a guy comes in and say, okay, instead of $500,000, you make $1.8. All right, so that's a nice bump. After 6 years, you're a free agent. So you'll be in your late 20s, best case or something, right? 28, 29, 30 years old. So what the players want is they want 2 years, and then you're eligible for arbitration. So if Harrison Bader makes $400,000, $500,000, and after 2 years of really good baseball, he'll probably get $3 million. That's going to cost the owners $2.5 million more for one player. The owners say, no, it's always been 3 years. We're staying with 3 years. Then they say, we want to be free agents after 5 years, not six. They said, no, it's going to be a lot of money over time and a lot of players that owners don't want to pay it. The bottom line is you tend to favor the players because they're just millionaires, right? The owners are billionaires. And the bottom line is there's a whole lot of vendors, a whole lot of bus drivers, a lot of fans that really look forward to baseball.
That's right.
Been 27 years since this has happened. It's going to happen tonight at 11:59. Clock strikes midnight. They're officially locked out. It will happen. And so are they going to mess this up? They're going to go on strike? They're going to get together? They're going to figure it out? Do something bad at your own peril, owners and players, because the fans won't. Some people don't think they recovered from 27 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
1994. Don't mess it up. It's the goose that laid the golden egg. You know what you get to do, Brooks? You get to play baseball.
That's right.
That's what the line from the rookie is.
I love that.
You know what we get to do today, Brooks? We get to play baseball.
That's right.
Don't forget the joy of baseball, but fans love it. And it'd be a shame if they goofed it up. Okay, we've got a Stever. It's Prairie Gardens, 3000 West Springfield. I'm giving out $50 bills. I'm paying for you to go there and get joyful.
Mm-hmm.
So GoStever.com, you click accept. If you're not a member, you got to do a password you'll forget and a username. And boom, you're in. And then you click accept. You get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. I think I'm doing $1,000 worth today.
Okay.
So if you want, and my money, I wrote the check.
Perfect for the holiday season.
Oh, you got to go out there. So, again, join my money, and you had 7 days to spend it, or it evaporates on your phone.
And you have some constructive criticism.
You got a survey you got to fill out, and if you don't, I got to let you go.
That's right.
All right, GoStever.com, $50 at Prairie Gardens. Enjoy.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
The hottest deals and best service in appliances is bar none at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This winter, stop by the new renovated showroom on North Neal and check out me, Jay Layman, on the big wall and see if you can say, wow. Dennis has a great deal on top-rated front-load laundry pairs from Electro. Lux. Get them while on sale and in stock with a free 10-year protection plan. Located on North Neal in Champaign or online at appliance-world.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
If you want a hand-cut, perfectly cooked filet, there's only one place to get it. The Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's filets. So tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse. Choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
I wanted to mention there's a Gifford parade in downtown beautiful Gifford, Illinois, Sunday. So Donnie's going to have the restaurant open. So if you want to go to Long Branch Sunday, they're normally open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. On Sunday, this Sunday at Long Branch, he's going to be open 4 to 8. So if you're around the Gifford parade, go on in and get yourself a steak from Donnie. 4 to 8 this Sunday. This Sunday after the parade, or during the after parade. All right. News next. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm. Of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court this morning hears arguments in a case that could change abortion rights in America.
A Mississippi law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy would alter a legal precedent for abortion, first put in place by the 1973 Roe v. Wade case, prohibiting limits on the procedure up to the third trimester.
Fox's Jared Halpern is the first abortion case heard with a 6-3 majority of justices appointed by Republicans, 3 by former President Trump. A decision is expected to be announced in June. A search warrant is ordered for the store in Albuquerque, New Mexico, believed to have supplied ammunition for the movie Rust.
Actor Alec Baldwin says he was given a cold gun on the set, but it turned out to have live rounds in it when he fired it, killing Helena Hutchins. There's been speculation that the live rounds came from an ammo can that contained live rounds used on a training set for a different movie earlier this year.
Fox's Sue Guzman, America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. One business giving back to the community, and they're doing it the best way they know how, cleaning clothes. Country Squire Cleaning in Champaign announcing the initiative last week says if you're unemployed and need an outfit clean for a job interview, they'll do it for free. Illinois Department of Transportation announcing yesterday that the ramp from southbound Interstate 57 to eastbound Interstate 74 closed for an indefinite amount of time starting today. People driving southbound on I-57 wanting to get on eastbound I-74 will be directed to pass the I-57, I-74 interchange and exit on Curtis Road. World health leaders keeping a close eye on the new COVID variant. Omicron variant first spotted in South Africa. So far, it hasn't been detected in the U.S. They said the Shield testing looks for 3 genes in the virus. The Omicron variant has an S gene that's been mutated to the point most tests can't detect it. Once again, Omicron not detected in the U.S. So far, so good. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign, Urbana, East Central Illinois and vicinity. Welcome to December. It's anything but a December feel for the next 2 or 3 days. Mild Pacific air expected to make its way from the plains into our part of the Midwest behind this little clipper-style weather system. And skies will brighten for the afternoon. Lots of early December sunshine expected in the days to come with temperatures mild and unseasonably warm. It'll be back to reality. No worse than that over the course of the weekend. Weather systems over the weekend, particularly Sunday, and again early next week, fairly quiet and uneventful, and maybe a stronger fetch of some moisture back in for late next week. In the meantime, becoming partly sunny as the day wears on, the morning rain moving out, and an afternoon temperature of 53, a few clouds and 41, 49, windy and seasonably warm for the day tomorrow with sunshine, will tickle 60, 55 with a partly sunny Friday, 40s for the weekend, we're dry Saturday, a couple of rain sprinkles due in Sunday afternoon. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
2 Chronicles 7:14 states, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Please pray for our nation and our leaders that we may seek the blessings and favor of the Lord. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, located on Cunningham and Urbana and at Village at the Crossing in Champaign, the Blossom Basket Florist. All right, 8:34, Aysa Hosni, a new star for Fox News. Aysa, how are you?
I have never been introduced like that. Thank you. I'm so well. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
We're just so proud of you that you were a Hoosier and that you still love the Fighting Illini at Illinois. Come on, man.
Exactly.
Do you know that I used to live there? I used to live and work in Champaign.
You did what? You used to live where?
I used to live and work in Champaign.
Your phone is cruddy. Darn it. You're fading out. Use your tone.
Oh, no.
It sounds like you're
Can
in
you
a,
hear me?
That's better.
Okay.
You used to live in Champaign. Okay. Where in Champaign?
So I used to live in Champaign. Oh, gosh. I don't even remember where, but I used to work at WIC.
IDD. WICD? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You really got your teeth.
Yeah,
well, Aysa, you're now a really prominent, really good reporter. I mean, you've really made it. It's really good hearing and watching you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
We're very happy. All right. So will Joe Manchin be able to really hold up? I can't believe he can hold up after the House passed that Build Back Better. Can Joe Manchin hold up?
It's all about Manchin, Manchin, Manchin. Yeah, I mean, he could. Look, it's a 50-50 Senate, right, which really stinks for Democrats because they're using this reconciliation process, which allows them to move legislation through with a simple majority. But they need Joe Manchin. He's their guy, and he's got a lot of issues with this bill, this House bill that was passed just about a week ago. And he's already said, coming back from Thanksgiving break, look, I've made very clear that things like paid leave should not be in this piece of legislation. Okay, there are two things that Joe Manchin has a problem with. One, he says he wants to take a look at this House bill in light of the ongoing inflation crisis, right? The prices are rising. This is a lot more spending. He wants to look at this legislation through that lens. Second, he is calling out Democrats for what some would call a spending gimmick. So there are a bunch of social programs in this bill, like universal pre-K. We hear about that. Child tax care credits. We hear about that. ACA expanded subsidies. A lot of social programs that are expected to only be instituted for 1 to 6 years, even though, guys, the bill pays for them for the entire 10 years that's allowed in reconciliation. So this was done to lower the bill's estimated price tag. And Joe Manchin knows what's going on here. He knows that these programs aren't just going to end. You know, they're going to have to be extended. Someone's going to have to pay for that. And he doesn't like that.
Okay, so a little accounting thing going on there with that. Yeah, it's like the lottery when we bought tickets to pay for rulers for the children. I remember that too. Okay. All right, Aysa, so what's any prediction? What's going to happen? Is the Senate going to? It's a big vote.
It is a big vote. They've got a lot going on. So remember, we have two big things happening this week. We've got government funding expiring on Friday. That's a big deal for federal workers. We don't want to see that happen. And then we're just days away from the debt ceiling defaulting. Yeah. So they've got a lot to handle, Democrats do. They're trying to work things out with Republicans right now. And then they've got to try to pass this Build Back Better plan as quickly as possible. Schumer thinks it's going to happen before Christmas. A lot of people think it's going to happen before Christmas. Tim Kaine, we caught up with him yesterday. And he's been pushing back on Manchin a little bit. You know, he said, look, this guy's already had a significant effect on the size and shape of this bill, what it looks like. I don't see him being an obstacle anymore. We're going to get it on the president's desk before Christmas. But to be honest with you, a lot of reporters here on the ground aren't so sure about this. They've got, 2 weeks left before they go back on break?
Yeah.
That's not a lot of time to get all this done. Yeah. Big stuff done.
Aysa Hosni, we're going to be getting you on again now that you love Champaign, Illinois. Listen, I really appreciate your good work. You truly are a new star for Fox. Congratulations. Keep up your good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Aysa Hosni from New York City. Steve Harrigan is up in Michigan. Steve, how are you this morning?
Great, thank you.
Great to have you back on the program. Man, what a dark story to cover. All right, another school shooting. Three dead? Is that what I understand?
Three dead, 8 wounded, all students, 1 teacher, and among the 8 wounded, 2 in critical condition with gunshots to the head and torso.
Man, is it true that one of the dead was a football star that tried to disarm the shooter?
That's right. Oh. Tate Meyer, 16 years old, played linebacker and running back. He tried to disarm the shooter in the hallway and instead was shot. They rushed him to the hospital in a squad car, but he died en route. Now there's a movement to try and rename the school after him.
Unbelievable. All right. The shooter was taken into custody. He's not talking, wants a lawyer up. Is that right?
That's right. He put his hands in the air when police got there. In under 5 minutes, he still had 7 rounds in the pistol when he did so.
And he was shooting for how many minutes did you say?
15 to 20 shots, probably 5 minutes total in shooting. And some really amazing video taken by students barricaded inside a classroom. He tried to lure them out, even after shooting people, tried to pretend he was the sheriff.
What?
Saying the coast was clear.
Unbelievable. This is maniacal. Did any reason why? Has anybody found that out yet?
That's a great word for it, maniacal. No, he's not talking. He's 15, so they can't make him. He's in a juvenile detention center, and his parents aren't talking either. They have lawyers.
Any mental problems in anything in the past there at all that anybody knows?
You got to assume. I think there were rumors about a possible attack and some social media postings with the gun and a countdown also, which are just beginning to come to light.
Wow. Okay. So you're going to be there for a bit in Oxford, Michigan, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, we appreciate your journalistic talent. We appreciate seeing you on Fox TV, and I appreciate you calling in this morning. Thanks for the information.
Thank you.
Steve Harrigan up in Oxford, Michigan. He's luring them out, saying coast is clear. What kind of absolute evil, whacked out, maniacal man, young man, 15 years old. His dad bought the gun 4 days ago. Unbelievable.
Wow. Three students had been killed and 8 other injured.
You never know how you handle a situation, that young football player.
This article says we grabbed calculators, scissors, just in case the shooter got in. We had something to attack them, and described how a bullet pierced one of the desks that they had used to block the door.
It's unbelievable. I think Steve said they wanted to name the school. I think I think in an earlier report I saw Steve Harrigan say they wanted to name the football field after him.
Right.
Anyway, another sad shooting in a school, this one Oxford, Michigan.
40 miles north of Detroit.
841 ESPN 93.5.
This is Dr. Margaret Tate with OSF Healthcare at Family Medicine in Champaign. Just want to remind everybody to keep up with your yearly physicals. This is a time for you to sit down with your doctor and talk about all of the preventative healthcare measures that we have available for you. With the pandemic, we realize that people have been putting off getting their physicals, but we want to stress the importance of getting them done. When you get your physical and get up to date with all of your healthcare screenings, it helps us identify issues before something serious occurs. So it seems counterintuitive to go to the doctor when you feel well, but it's important for us to get to know you as you're well so that we can recognize serious symptoms when you come in for your sick visits. It can be dangerous to put off your physical because early detection for certain cancers is key to some tips for going to your physical. Write down what questions you have. Bring someone with you. A lot of times, doctors are giving you a lot of information all at once. For details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you own a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
The Salvation Army is responding to meet the increased needs of families and neighbors this Christmas in Champaign County. The Salvation Army will provide comfort, care, and hope for more than 1,800 families and neighbors between now and Christmas Day. To help support the Salvation Army this holiday season, look for a Salvation Army bell ringer with a red kettle to give. Give online at salarmy.us/champaignredkettle or volunteer to ring the bells at registertoring.com.
Man, I just could not do that work. I could not be a news reporter. I interned at Channel 3 mm-hmm. a long time ago, mm-hmm. and they sent me with a camera. They were looking for a little boy who drowned in some water.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I don't want to find a body here.
Right.
I hope they don't find anything.
Mm-mm.
And yet it went back, and I'm thinking, you know what? For me, kind of a happy guy, News is kind of boring and very depressing.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes
those staff can be pretty cynical.
Well, it's just black humor.
Yeah.
And what it does is release stress. I heard some jokes that I'm going, really?
Right.
But you're going, oh, I see. It's Chuckles a Clown. You're kind of...
That's right.
You're laughing. It's Mary Tyler Moore Reference, where you're laughing inappropriately, but it's a release... Because some of the negative and the dark that you got to cover.
I, too, had to cover an accident. And I was, you just don't want to stick the microphone in some survivor's face and say, how do you feel in these moments?
Yeah, it's just
but
rough.
You also need to report the news.
Yeah, you get the facts and that's what you're supposed to do. And if you get the interview, you know, it's I get it. But, I mean, to something so dark as a school shooting. I mean, there's evil. That was kids evil
and
sick. When you're saying coast is clear and you got seven shots left, what is that?
I remember in journalism class when it was the quandary of if someone's standing on the edge of the ledge, do you grab your camera to videotape or do you reach out your hand and say, step down? I was like, wow.
You got to be human first. You got to be human because you don't cover suicides anyway. I mean, right. I mean, what you do is you grab their hand and be human first.
I don't know why, but
in this day and age, no. Listen, we've seen people get the crap beat out of them. People are videoing it.
I know.
And I guess for evidence and stuff, but somebody needs to help the person.
Right.
To help the person first.
And I've discussed the George Floyd situation. I would have pushed the cop off the guy's throat.
Well, that it would have been the right thing to do. You'd have been in jail.
Right. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. If I'm not going to sit there and watch that videotape. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm going to charge in. Ridiculous.
Hard to know how you react when you see stuff
like that. Right,
right. You hope you do the right thing like the kid that tried to, disarm him. I mean, your first instinct is to take cover, get under your desk, but some people just, I'm going to stop this, you know? And this kid died, so.
I think about things like this a lot. When somebody approached me in a drive-thru, and they were looking like they could hold me up, maybe, in this bad part of town. And I said, what's your name? I think I know your mom. And I totally disarmed him right then.
Really?
He told me his mom's name and his name. And I said, I'm praying for her. She's a great gal. I had no idea.
Well, maybe he was just a guy needing a dollar, too.
You're right.
But
I don't know.
But you don't know.
But you disarm people when you start talking about your mama.
Well,
everybody loves their mama.
Yeah, you bet. 8:46.
Okay, should we do some
sports? Just a quick, give me a minute.
Okay, so Illinois and Rutgers will happen on Friday at 6. Rutgers beat Clemson 74-64 in that Big Ten ACC Challenge. The big news was Ohio State beating Duke 71-66. Purdue taking down Florida State. Purdue's hot. 93-65 was the final there. We'll have our women's basketball team in action against Florida State. That game is, I believe, tomorrow. We also have the women in action in volleyball in Kentucky against West Virginia Friday at 4. Great to have that interview with Chris Thomas. You can always relive some of these moments at steviejay.com. Oh, Big Ten Coach of the Year, Michigan State's Mel Tucker with those 10-2 Spartans earlier this week. A contract extension, 10 years, $95 million for
Not
Mel
bad.
Tucker.
Not bad. By the way, Brian Kelly, Notre Dame coach that went to LSU, 10 years, $9.5 million a year.
I saw that texted in.
I don't think Notre Dame was going to extend a 60-year-old 10 years. And LSU just did.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Max Scherzer, $43.3 million a year, 3 years for the Mets. We calculated if he starts 30 games and pitches 90 pitches a game, it's $15,500 per pitch. So for a full count with two foul balls, he just pocketed $105,000 for one batter.
Man.
That's a bunch.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Mom and Dad,
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you own a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at ABCHeatingandAC.com. That's ABCHeatingandAC.com.
Okay, one more time here with our meteorologist, Mr. Greg Solier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday, and it continues to include anything but an early December and start to meteorological winter feel around these parts. For the foreseeable future, we're probably good 2 weeks out from anything resembling honest-to-goodness locked-in wintertime weather, and that should be relatively short-lived at the onset. It's a La Nina year, by the way. So, yeah, kind of a delayed onset to winter. It'll come early and often here towards the holidays and beyond, and could be longer lasting into the early springtime season. Back to the matters at hand. Warm front coming through the area. Skies improve for the afternoon. The rain moves out. The sunshine in. Stiff southwest breeze, 53 today, 41 tonight. Windy, warm tomorrow. Get out and enjoy it. 60. A partly sunny 55 degree high on Friday. Over the weekend, cooler. Daytime readings back in the low to mid 40s. A couple of sprinkles Sunday afternoon. A little more rain back in the forecast for Tuesday as well of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
And we're welcoming our newest Stever.
You can buy flooring just about anywhere.
Would someone please pick up line 7 for flooring? Line 7 sometime this week, please.
Or you can buy carpeting and any other flooring with the personal attention of a project designer that can help you bring your dream to life. Introducing Neverman Floor Artisans, a place with an impeccable showroom, talented designers, and any kind of flooring you might be looking for. Let them show you what the Neverman difference really means. Neverman Floor Artisans, off Route 45, 9 miles south of Champaign in Tolono. Visit online, NevermanFloorArtisans.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
If you want to sell your home, I can help you. I'm Diane Ducey. Call the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. With their laser focus on marketing, you can get it done fast and for the most money possible. Find out more at NateEvansGroup.com or Google Nate Evans Group.
Okay, CU Autism, huh?
It's true. CU Autism Network has a show tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Savoy 16 Phoenix Theater on the life of Temple Grandin. She was a U of I student, and she's given autism a voice by explaining her journey. And the movie stars Claire Danes as Dr. Temple
Claire
Grandin.
Claire Danes, why do I know?
And she's...
prominent actress?
Was she Gossip Girl, maybe?
I can't remember.
Something.
All right, so this is... there's so many different... I think they're called spectrums, correct?
Yes.
Of autistic. And some are...
Different characteristic on the spectrum.
Some can do a whole lot more than others, but there's no determining, or can you improve over time?
Yes, and a lot of that she shares in her journey of her mom just keeping after her and keeping her going and making sure that she was completing tasks. And
what's the message? Is that stay on them?
I think so. And don't take a pass because I have a kid with a disability. You know, you have to get them involved. And I feel like that's worked with my son, Aiden. I've always kept him engaged and taken him out to do things. It's so easy to take a pass and say, oh, my kid might throw a fit.
No, I
get it.
So
I'm not going to put myself in that situation.
Yeah,
so she's also coming to town December 9th at City Center. And there's a session in the morning, a session in the afternoon, and a gala event in the evening.
And so she's comfortable with all the people and the noise and all that,
she
and the commotion.
Is. She talks to people, and it's point direct, and it's motivating. So CU Autism Network has all the details on the event tomorrow and on the 9th.
I think it's great. Okay. Our Stever program is really exploding, and we're excited about it because what it does is I connect great businesses with great listeners. You're the great listener. And today's great business is Prairie Gardens. So what I do is I actually write my own checks for $50 for you to go to Prairie Gardens. And through the amazing digital age and my wife's intelligence and other wonderful people, it's all on your phone. So if you go to GoStever.com, you can join, and then you'll see today's offer of $50 to Prairie Gardens. I know, it's just money. And if you want to wait for like a coupon that'll get you $5 off a spend of $100 at a business, then just, that's fine.
I know.
I'm giving you $50. And then you go to Prairie Gardens in the next, your two requirements, spend it within a week, spend my money within a week, and then you got to fill out the survey. And if you fail to fill out the survey, you're blocked forever. Okay? Well, we release it, but we got to get you to do the survey. Anyway, if you want to be part of this, go stever.com. Click accept for Prairie Gardens, 3000 West Springfield. Do that. And by golly, you might win. You get an email tonight if you're one of our winners.
We're getting some texts in the zone here at 359-2255. Kevin had mentioned this is what happens in a world when we take God out of our daily lives and ignore his biblical teachings. Well, we need to lift God up in
you.
Our daily lives.
We need a Billy Graham Bible revival.
And God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. All right. We're back tomorrow. Thanks,
Enjoy
Dan.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. This is Diane Ducey. Have a great Wednesday.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champagne. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champagne, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champagne. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampagne.com, sarahchampagne.com, and look at 500 cars.
Drive in, drive out. Recycling's what Max is all about. You can make some cash and do your share. We make it really simple because we care. It doesn't matter, large or small. Our friendly staff will handle it all. Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Black Friday is extended at Ashley Home Store. Save up to $1,100 on select Ashley Sleep, Groove, Beautyrest, Serta, and Sealy mattresses. Or choose 84 months special financing on all top mattress brands. Plus, when you buy during our Black Friday event, you'll receive up to $300 in bedding accessories with all mattress purchases. Don't wait. These Black Friday mattress deals are extended through Monday. Hurry in or visit ashleyhomestore.com for better sleep and savings. Ashley Home Store. This is home.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
Champaign Urbana Elks Lodge 2497 will be holding its annual Youth Hoop Shoot Free Throw Contest on Saturday, December 11th, starting at 1 at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. The event's open to all boys and girls between 8 and 13. Registration begins at noon. Those boys and girls in each age category that shoot and make the most free throws will advance to the next level, which will be on Saturday, January 9th, 1 to 3 at Unity Junior High School in Tolono. Details about the CU Elks Club Hoop Shoot December 11th can be found on social media or online.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Curtis Orchard with Randy and Debbie Graham.
We've been very blessed to be part of this community and to build a business here that's been so well received.
With some great gifts like honey.
That is a wonderful gift. A lot of people give that gift. Mm-hmm.
And as far as the pies go, apple cherry, peach pecan, pumpkin, and blackberry cobbler. You've got it covered at Curtis Orchard.
We do, and we're staying open a little longer this year through December 23rd so that we can get those Christmas pie orders taken care of.
All these details are online. CurtisOrchard.com.
UC Bank is committed to the communities we call home. Since we first opened our doors, we have reinvested in neighborhoods, one project at a time. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.